This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're enjoying this too much.
I totally am.
You said we're talking about cold weather.
I do not pick the music on this show, but maybe as of today, I will start. Yeah, frozen indeed. But it's not been a historically cold winter. It's just that the trend has been milder winters, and when we get an average winter, it's like, oh my God, I can't take this. This is too much. Mark Seely has been tracking weather for a long time. I'm not going to give away how old you are, how young you are, Mark, but welcome back to the show.
Good to be with you, Paul.
Thank you. You're not airborne, right? I mean, I know the wind, it's a little breezy out there. Are you okay?
Yeah, we're okay out in our neighborhood here, though. I did notice a couple of trash cans were blowing down. Now, that takes a pretty strong wind.
Yeah. Gust to 60 right now across the metro, and wind has been a significant part of the equation. Has it been windier this winter than usual?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Our frequencies, if we look at 30, well, we can pick a threshold. If we look at 30-mile-an-hour wind gusts, or we look at 40-mile-an-hour wind gusts, and in all the meso net we have around the state where we measure minute-by-minute winds, remarkable. We've had a frequency that's probably on the order of 2 to 3 times that level of wind, maybe even in some cases 4 or 5 times that level of wind.
Wow.
Than we see in a typical winter.
Why is that? I mean, we've just been closer to the storm track, more swings in temperature, you know, whipping up those winds.
Yeah, I think we've had, I think that's partly to do with it. I'm not sure what else I can say about that. We have had a sharp contrast in land cover because we've had the snow, you know, we've had pretty good snow cover across, persistent snow cover across the state. But as you go to the southwest away from our landscape, it tends to get more sparse, and I don't know if that's had something to do with it or not, Paul, but yeah, we certainly have had our share of high winds this winter, no question about it. Lots and lots of wind chill advisories by the Weather Service.
So help me understand this. I just did a rough count, I think 24 sub-zero nights so far this winter in the metro, which is pretty close to where we usually wind up during an average winter, the latest 30-year data. 24 sub-zero nights, but correct me if I'm wrong, we haven't set any record lows, at least in the metro. It's been moderately cold, but not really record cold. Am I correct?
Yes, you're right. In fact, I checked the whole statewide network on the NOAA website this week. We've set, in our whole climate network across the state, we've only set four records so far this month, for example. We've set one cold maximum record, which was minus 17 out at Litchfield back on the 3rd of the month, and we've set three cold minimum records, including minus 42 at International Falls back on the 3rd of the month. Now, that's nothing compared to last February, which I know you've already talked with listeners about. You know, last February, in the month of February alone, we set 385 daily record cold maximum temperature values, and we set 196 daily record cold minimum temperature values last February. So 1 year ago, in comparison to this February, looks rather wimpy.
Yeah, look, every winter is different. You know that. I know that. Listeners know that.
Right.
Sometimes, you know, the weather never repeats, but sometimes it rhymes. And we got off to such a mild start right through December, and then 20 tornadoes on December 15th. Unlike last winter, January this winter was fairly cold. And February has been cold, but not polar vortex cold like last winter, correct?
Yes, absolutely right. Okay. Yeah, we've had so many other Februaries. In fact, since the record-setting February, Paul, the record-warm February of February 1998, we've had exactly eight remarkably warm Februaries and eight remarkably cold Februaries, and the rest kind of in between, right around normal. So our excursions, or our variability is the statistical term, our variability in the month of February over the last 30 years or so has been remarkably high.
Yeah, all or nothing, it seems. I'm curious, what is your sense when it comes to drought? I know much of the state's still in moderate drought, even a few pockets of severe drought. Is this going to be an issue for farmers come spring planting? Are we going to have water in our lakes, sufficient water in our lakes for boating? Or does March kind of tell the tale? If we get some tournament storms here over the next few weeks, then maybe we could be in better shape than last year at this time.
Yeah, I think there is disparity across the state, though, in the current condition. We can always use more moisture, and that's true statewide. But I think because of the disparity, I think there's a larger need for moisture in the northern third of the state. Because back during the recharge period, when soils get recharged with moisture back last autumn, they were kind of left out a little bit, whereas the southern half, at least the southern half of the state, got a fairly good amount of recharge in the soil. But I think it's the northern part of the state and the farmers in the northern, like Red River Valley area, or up in Roseau County, where they grow a lot of sunflower, flax, and grass seed and stuff like that. I think they're certainly hoping for a lot more moisture before we get into April or May.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Hey, last quick question. Minnesota is the state with the strongest winter warming signal in the lower 48 states, and I just got a glancing look at some new research and predictions from the University of Minnesota, go Gophers, talking about what our winters and summers may look like by the end of the century. And, you know, we won't be around, but our kids and certainly our grandkids are going to be around. And they said winters could warm 6 degrees Celsius, summers 4 degrees Celsius. These are much bigger numbers than anything I've seen before. Any reaction to this new research?
Well, I would say that, of course, that's based on climate models, but I would say with respect to the winter season, it certainly follows the measured trends of our lifetime, Paul. Our lifetime in Minnesota, you and I go back to the 80s, even back to the 70s. Now, we've seen whole-scale changes in winter temperatures already in portions of Minnesota that are 5 to 7 degrees warmer, and that's just in that small time period. So by the time we get to 2100, holy cow, I'm a believer that it could be more than 10 degrees Fahrenheit warmer, no question.
Yeah, which is good and bad. You know, the silver lining, maybe our winters won't be as forbidding as they were back in the 60s and 70s, but it brings up all kinds of concerns. Will our flora and fauna be able to keep up? You know, we love our North Woods, and it's going to be a stressful situation, I think, for the environment and for our kids. Mark Seely, thank you for joining us. Sure appreciate you, and give our best to your amazing family and your new grandkids, okay?
Oh, thanks. Thanks a lot, Paul. It's always good to talk to you.
Thanks, Mark. You hang in there. I always realize how little I know after talking to Mark. I think I know something about the weather, and then it's like, whoa, okay, I missed that. Oh, I didn't see that. Oh, okay. But, yeah, Mark Seely is amazing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.